Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Flowernet by Lisa C. January 10th, Beihai Park. Wing Yun held tightly to his granddaughter's mittened hand as he guided her in slow, rhythmic glides across the frozen expanse of Beihai Lake, just outside the burnished walls of the Forbidden City. On the opposite shore, Wing Yun could see the Beijing City young people's speed skaters hard at their interval training. Behind the team, shrouded in a haze of coal smoke and heavy gray clouds, he saw the Five Dragon Pavilion and the Hall of Celestial Kings. Nearby, along the walkways surrounding the lake, old people swept last night's dusting of snow with bamboo brooms. Based on the solidity of the ice beneath the blades of his old skates and the way the air billowed and steamed with every breath he took, Wing Yun guessed that it must be minus 15 degrees Celsius. And this was as warm as it would get today. Wing preferred to keep his granddaughter in the area near the loudspeakers. Old-fashioned dance music drifted across the frozen expanse. Here and there, twosomes tangoed and waltzed. Other young couples giggled together. A few even held hands, and Wing Yun thought, oh, how life is changing. When I was young, no one could hold hands in public. Even now, he wondered what the parents of these couples would think if they saw their children acting so brazenly in front of, well, in front of so many citizens. Wing Yun was familiar with many of the skaters, but today, as usual, a few strangers...